From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Global stock markets plunged today as Greece edges toward default and possible exit from the eurozone. On Wall Street, the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P were all down around 2%. NPR's Marilyn G. Wax tells us it's because all global financial markets are tied together and they don't like uncertainty.
Investors reacted negatively to the news that Greece had shut down its banking system. And the Greek government also said it's going to miss a payment of about $1.7 billion that's due Tuesday to the IMF. Bank shutdown, missed payments, those are not the words investors want to hear, no matter where it's happening. So investors all over the world pulled their money out of a broad array of stocks.
NPR's Marilyn G. Wax. Meanwhile, Puerto Rico's governor announced today the U.S. territory can't pay its debt, which stands at $72 billion. The Obama administration says it's not considering a bailout. President Obama celebrated the advance of his trade agenda today with a rare White House bill signing ceremony. NPR Scott Horsley reports Obama signed a measure giving him fast-track authority to finalize a big Asia-Pacific trade agreement.
It was an unusual bipartisan group of lawmakers who joined the president for the bill signing in the White House East Room. Most of Obama's fellow Democrats in Congress opposed fast-track, so he was forced to stitch together a curious coalition. The legislation was hotly debated and endured a number of parliamentary detours.
That's how this country is supposed to work. We're supposed to make sure that we air our differences, and then ultimately Congress works its will.
Obama also signed a companion measure that provides support for workers whose jobs are hurt by foreign competition. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Gay and lesbian couples in the South are finding a patchwork of marriage policies. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports even though same gay marriage is now legal nationwide after Friday's ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court, some counties have yet to comply.
From Alabama to Texas, some counties are granting marriage licenses to anyone, regardless of sex. Others have halted all licenses, and some are only turning away gay and lesbian couples. Civil rights groups say they will sue counties that don't comply. Rob Hill is director for the Human Rights Campaign in Mississippi.
We want to make sure that the state officials and county officials act swiftly to ensure that every obstacle to obtaining a marriage license is removed, and that's their job, to issue marriage licenses. So if they don't, then we'll hold them accountable.
Same-sex marriage opponents say officials with religious objections should not have to issue licenses or perform marriages. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
In a closer look at Wall Street, the Dow fell 350 points. The NASDAQ lost 122. This is NPR. The U.S. Supreme Court is temporarily blocking parts of Texas's strict new abortion law. Today's 5-4 decision prohibits Texas from enforcing restrictions that could force many of the state's abortion clinics to close. Backers say the stricter requirements protect patients' health and safety. Critics say they're a way to reduce access to the procedure. Women's health providers asked for the temporary hold until they can file a formal petition. In Spain, a 6-year-old boy has died of diphtheria, a disease that was supposedly eradicated there 3 decades ago. But as Lauren Freyer reports from Madrid, the boy's parents had opted not to vaccinate him.
The 6-year-old boy had been in intensive care for nearly a month. 9 of his classmates tested positive for diphtheria, too, but they had been vaccinated, so they didn't develop the disease. To all parents, fighting this disease is only possible for those who've been vaccinated, local health chief Boy Ruiz told reporters. Spain is using this boy's tragic death to raise awareness of life-saving vaccines. Officials briefly considered criminal charges against the boy's parents, but discarded the idea after the parents said they felt incredible guilt and were duped by anti-vaccination campaigners. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
Officials say prison escapee David Sweat is hospitalized in Albany, New York for gunshot wounds. He was captured yesterday after a 3-week manhunt. He's reportedly told investigators he and fellow escapee Richard Matt went their separate ways before Matt was shot and killed Friday. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from